is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Madison, Wisconsin is the latest American community where a dawn will rise on people asking why. In this case, why two people were killed and six others injured too seriously in a school shooting.
At Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin, shots were fired and it was a second grader who called to report it. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
The shooter has now been identified as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha.
Chief Barnes says Rupnow died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The police say a motive for the shooting was not immediately known, nor was it clear if her victims were targeted. The head of Russia's nuclear defense forces has been killed in a bomb explosion in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov had been wanted by Ukraine for using chemical weapons in the invasion, as we hear from BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko.
Just yesterday, the Ukrainian Security Service, the SBU, accused General Kirillov of using banned chemical weapons against Ukrainian forces. And he's also on the British sanction list. The British also accuse him of using chemical weapons.
The Kremlin says the bomb was triggered remotely, and they consider it a terror attack. Thousands of reports of large, unidentified drones flying over northeastern states have people on edge, but the federal government is still saying not to worry. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We're monitoring this in real time and analyzing it in dang near real time. And still today, on Monday, we have not seen anything that indicates a threat to national security or a public safety risk.
From Colts Neck, New Jersey, CBS News correspondent Tom Hansen reports that explanation may not suffice.
For another day, we have spoken to people on the ground who say that, yeah, that's great to hear, but if you can't prove where these drones come from, then how can we believe that you know that they are not a threat? So there are a lot of questions still left to be answered.
Congress is expected to vote this week on billions of dollars in aid for communities ravaged by hurricanes and floods.
CBS News has learned tens of thousands of people applied for U.S. Small Business Administration disaster loans after Helene, but who were told there was no money left. The agency warned the historic storms depleted their disaster loan fund in October and pleaded for more money urgently. But Congress, gridlocked for 2 years on nearly every spending bill, returned home for Election Day without acting, and still hasn't.
CBS's Scott McFarlane reporting from Capitol Hill. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Some favorite fictional characters, movies, books, and music are now pretty much up for grabs.
I Popeye the Sailor Man. I Popeye the Sailor Man.
Popeye, who first appeared in 1929, will become public domain on January 1st.
Hey, misbehaving.
Copyrights will also expire on music from Fats Waller, Cole Porter, and George Gershwin, as well as on masterpieces from Cecil B. DeMille and Alfred Hitchcock.
It's no good being impatient. You'll have to wait your turn.
What's wrong with you today? Put out of bed the wrong side?
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Dozens of luxury beachfront condos and hotels along southeast coast of Florida are sinking into the ground at unexpected rates. A University of Miami investigation says they sank by as much as 3 inches between 2016 and 2023. Rising ocean water from the climate change is thought to be a reason. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and gusty west winds in the overnight. Sunrise temperatures falling to the lower 30s. Even more clouds on the way going into Tuesday with highs in the lower 40s. Snow will be likely Tuesday night. Accumulations will be well under an inch. Right now it's 37.
Thank you. from Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. The best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
heart, gentle and true. Well, I broke a heart over someone like you.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart, living in misery. Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a crowd like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it up for any place.
desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, what I can say, it's this right, you can't take it.
Tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love of feeling. Oh, that love of feeling. No welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't let's live away.
And the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands
is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. Me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. Tired when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. And she touches my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, feel the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby, feel the locomotion.
was feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder as the ceiling flew away.
CBS News Brief. Still no motive, but we have learned the identity of the person who shot and killed a student and a teacher at a small Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
The shooter has now been identified as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha.
She turned the gun on herself. Ukraine has taken responsibility for the death of the head of Russia's nuclear defense forces. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Russian investigators say the bomb was hidden in a scooter by the entrance to an apartment block and detonated remotely.
A New York judge has rejected President-elect Trump's bid to clear his record in his hush money conviction. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The judge found the Supreme Court's decision regarding presidents and former presidents and their immunity from criminal prosecution did not bar liability in this case.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day.